Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe, and you're listening to Practical Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 274, Animal Encroachment. Well, times they are a-changin', along with the climate. Now, I'm not going to go into the debate whether about global warming or climate change or whatever you want to call it is man-made or a natural cycle. This is not a show on religion, science, or politics. What is observable by everyone is that the environment we live in is shifting. Winters are harsher, tornado and hurricane intensity is increasing, and droughts are more severe. I'm going to use California and Los Angeles here for my examples. Here in California, we are suffering from the worst drought on record, which goes back about 130 years. Temperatures are staggering, and there's no rain, even in the winter. Winter is when we need it the most because we rely on the snowpack as our water reserves. We have no rain capture systems, so any rain that does fall that isn't made into snow or ice in the winter just makes the ground wet, snarls traffic, and runs off to the ocean. The rivers are running dry and the snowpack is gone. In Los Angeles, we average 15 inches of rainfall per year. In 2012, we only had 8.5 inches of rain. The creek that is the start of the Los Angeles River has run dry. My in-laws in Northern California have had their well run dry. The water situation out here is bad, and there is no relief in sight. What affects us as human impacts the wild more drastically. Water may be scarce and expensive for humans, but we turn on the tap and water flows. Trucks still drive into our grocery stores and deliver food. Amazon.com still delivers my gizmos in 2 days. Our cost of living goes up, my water and power bill goes up, but everything works as before. For animals, that's not so much the case. When the rainfall stops, the plants die. When the plants die, the herbivores move on or die. When the herbivores move or die, the predators move or die. Back when I was a kid, they called it the food chain. Nowadays, they call it the food web. So where are the animals going? To where the water is, of course, and that's our cities and towns. I live in the suburbs of northern Los Angeles along the edge of the Santa Monica Mountains. We've always had critters around here. I've spoken before about the skunks that visit our yard nearly every night, especially in the summer. One night, my wife almost got sprayed. She opened the door to the front door at about 8:30 or p.m. or so and scared a skunk in our driveway. My home security cameras catch a family of raccoons walking along our sidewall every night at about 10:30. I've seen big, healthy coyotes walk in the streets when I'm out in the early mornings before dawn. Well, these days, time of day really is not that much of a factor. Thanks to the drought, the animals are more desperate and less afraid of humans. I've seen wild rabbits on the front lawns as I drive the kids to school in the morning as late as 7:45 a.m. I've seen coyotes in the middle of the road at 2:45 p.m., broad daylight. Plus, these were not the muscular coyotes I'd seen before. These are scrawny, mangy, and nasty-looking animals. And they were totally unafraid. When I drove up to it, the coyote just trotted off to a driveway, stopped, turned, and stared at me as I drove by. The coyote problem has gotten so bad that the local police station has issued a public warning about coyotes during the day and set up a special number to report them so that animal control can take care of them. So what's going on? It goes back to water. We water our lawns, or at least some of us still do. I don't. The animals come in to drink the water and eat the plants, which in turn brings in the predators. In some areas, the few deer we have are coming down as well. Coyotes have always preyed upon our pets, cats and dogs. If the dog is small enough and left out at night, or just late in the evening, a coyote could take it. If it's small enough like a chihuahua, hawks and owls can take it. In this area, any cat left out overnight has a 50% chance of getting eaten. These days, the coyotes are so desperate that they're attacking dogs in broad daylight as their owners walk them. Yeah, you heard that right. Someone walking their dog on a leash at 9 a.m. can expect to have a coyote take a run at their pet. Pet owners have started carrying baseball bats and hockey sticks when walking their dogs. It's the strangest thing to see. You would think that it was for personal protection, but it's to defend their pets against a coyote attack right in the city. Apparently, the coyotes hide in the shrubbery of people's homes along the sidewalk until a dog walks by, and then they jump out, grab the pooch, and run away with it. If you don't have a good grip on the leash, little Rexy is someone's breakfast. Sounds insane, doesn't it? Daylight ambush attacks against dogs on leash from coyotes. Wow. I don't know how far it's going to escalate, but can young children be next? It all depends upon how desperate and bold the coyotes become. My sister has been tracked by a pack of coyotes when riding her horse just 3 miles from my home. Nothing happened, but they followed her for a few miles. So putting this into a broader perspective, environmental changes put pressure on animals. For them, it's adapt or die. They will move to where the food is, and humans have always been a good source of food in terms of the environments that we shape for ourselves and our trash. We bring in water, we grow tasty plants, and we throw away our excess, and the local wildlife is always happy to partake of our gains. When the natural world becomes harsher, the human areas become more and more appealing to wildlife. This doesn't just apply to drought-stricken regions like California, but anywhere that the climate has become more extreme. It could be more cold, more heat, or more rain. Any significant shift will push animals and humans closer together, inevitably leading to confrontation. It's a story as old as time, from Neanderthal and their caves to the settling of the Wild West. Other impacts can have similar, albeit shorter term, effects. Events such as hurricanes, floods, forest fires, or brush fires. Urban settings have not had to worry about animal encroachment in nearly 100 years. We've forgotten how to address it. In the 1940s, here in Los Angeles, my dad and uncle used to make extra money hunting coyotes. The post office would pay a $1 bounty on every pair of coyote ears they would bring in. So they would take their .22 rifles out and hunt coyotes. Back then, a dollar wasn't bad money for a couple of kids. So the final thought is that when making safety plans for your family, take into consideration wild and feral animals. There's also the possibility that as the environment changes, wild animals roaming the neighborhood might just become a factor of daily urban life. That will do it this week. And as always, you can follow my tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California or Arizona, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@practicaldefense.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.